The Institute of Social and Economic Research is part of the University of Alaska Anchorage. It was created in the early 1960s and is considered the foremost research institution in the state of Alaska. Gunnar Knapp has been part of the faculty of ICER for over 30 years and has been the interim director since January. The interim was removed from his job title Thursday. Knapp is a fisheries economist by training, and he confirms that he will continue to follow and study Alaska's fisheries.
I'm still a fisheries economist, and I'm still very interested in and continue to work on some of the main questions that I've been engaged with for a long time, and probably my greatest interest remains Alaska's salmon industry and how it's managed and its markets and how it continues to evolve.
ICER functions kind of like a think tank where educators and researchers from various fields come together to conduct high-level research. Knapp says ICER currently has several strengths, including the experience and the knowledge of the staff.
A second thing is the diversity of subjects that people are involved in. For example, we've got Professor Scott Goldsmith, although he's nominally retired, continues to be very active in research here. He's a tremendous wealth of knowledge on the state's economy and fiscal situation. Or we've got other people that are engaged in education research, healthcare research, energy research, and know a tremendous amount about many, many different topics, and have the advantage of sort of having worked on issues for a very long time and sort of aware of what was done in, you know, the 1970s and 1980s and 1990s as people thought about and talked about these issues and so on.
Just this year alone, researchers with ICER have published research on a number of topics, including fuel prices in Alaska, tourism, transportation, construction, and the economic significance of the sockeye salmon fishery in Bristol Bay. Knapp says research is important, but so is teaching students.
I think that teaching is actually really essential for anybody who's at a university to stay connected with and reminded of what is really the primary mission. I think of the university is to serve Alaskans at all levels by teaching, and I think that's actually the most, in a sense, some of the most rewarding things that I and other faculty have done here, even though it's not the main part of our jobs. I and the other ICER faculty teach less than your normal teaching faculty at the university, but it is part of what we do, and I think that it enhances a number of programs around the university, because what we have is some people who are really have had the chance, because they've got very extensive research backgrounds, can really bring a lot of insight into the classroom that other faculty might not be able to give about sort of the real state of the art, in particular when it comes to studies related to Alaska.
Gunnar Knapp has been a member of the ICER faculty since 1981, when he earned his PhD from Yale. ICER has a stated mission to enhance the well-being of Alaskans and others through nonpartisan research that helps people understand social and economic systems and supports informed public and private decision-making. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.